Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar. With a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call Cal Hope at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
Got a little news for you.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. I'm Alex Fasano with your Make It Rain news update. Well, we made it. Wildcard weekend is behind us, and what a wild weekend it was. Let's start with the Saturday games. We won't go through them in depth, but we'll just tell you. Houston taking down the Buffalo Bills in overtime, 22-19. Josh Allen, man, taking a couple sacks at the end of the game. The play calling questionable for Sean McDermott, but it ended up in the favor of the Texans and Coach Bill O'Brien. They advance to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs in the divisional round. And, of course, the dynasty is over, question mark? The Titans taking down the Patriots 20-13. Brady, his future is coming into question. We'll get into that in just a little bit. But the Titans advance to the divisional, taking on the Baltimore Ravens in Baltimore. Let's talk about the games from last night, guys. Another shocker. This one also went into overtime like the Bills and Texans. Minnesota taking down the Saints 26-20. There goes my ticket for the Super Bowl winner in the New Orleans Saints. That's the nature of the biz, right, guys? Kirk Cousins finally gets it done in a big game. 242 yards, one touchdown, only took two sacks. Leading rusher for the Vikings was actually Dalvin Cook. Questionable heading into the week about whether his injury was going to affect him. Well, it certainly didn't. 28 carries, 94 yards, and two touchdowns on the day. And Adam Thielen, we saw the big play he made that essentially won them the game. You got a feeling that they were advancing towards the divisional round, and yep. You had the right feeling because Adam Thielen led the way with seven catches and 129 yards. What a play that was. Kirk Cousins threw it right on the money. It almost went into the end zone. But kudos to Kirk Cousins and Adam Thielen on that connection. On the other side for the Saints, Drew Brees only 208 yards, one touchdown, one pick. Leading rusher for the Saints? Yeah, it wasn't Alvin Kamara. It was Taysom Hill with 50 yards. He also had the only touchdown catch from Drew Brees. He had finished the day with two catches, 25 yards, and a score. But Michael Thomas led the way, seven catches for 70 yards on the day. One fumble lost on the Saints as well as the Vikings. But In the end of the day, overtime went to the Vikings, and they will be advancing to the divisional round. Now let's go into another crazy game. The Seahawks taking out the Eagles 17-9. Russell Wilson had 325 yards, one touchdown. He was also their leading rusher with 45 yards on nine carries. But Marshawn Lynch, the big name, he only had seven carries, but he got it into the end zone. A well-deserved run. He got pushed back, and he made his way back, and then saw a little bit of old beast mode in that touchdown run. And who led the way for the Seahawks receiving? Well, it was the rookie stud. Seven catches, 160 yards, one touchdown for DK Metcalf. What a day for him. Tyler Lockett followed with 62 yards on four catches. For the Eagles, man, Carson Wentz in his first career playoff start, well, he got knocked out of the game. Jadeveon Clowney, his hit to Wentz was questionable, but there was no flag. Josh McCown stepped in, 174 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions, but he took six sacks. Miles Sanders led the way for the Eagles on the ground, 14 carries, 69 yards, no score. For the Eagles receiving, it was Dallas Goedert who stepped in as Zach Ertz was a little injured, but he still got involved. Ertz had actually 44 yards, but Dallas Goedert had 73 yards on seven catches. Also, three fumbles for the Eagles, two from Josh McCown, one from Carson Wentz, ultimately did them in, and the Seahawks will be advancing to the divisional round next week. Let's talk about some NFL coaching carousel movements, guys. The Cowboys, here, get this, you guys are going to kick out of this. They're focused on a proven NFL coach to replace Jason Garrett. They're intensely focused, guys. It says here, intensely focused on finding a head coach who had extensive NFL experience and a track record of success. So Green Bay's former head coach Mike McCarthy makes sense. And then Cincinnati Bengals head coach Marvin Lewis, who can never make it out of the playoffs, wild card round, whatever you want to call it. I guess they see that as success.
That's still further than Jason Garrett.
I see, yeah, but I guess they see success as getting there but not getting over the hump. But hey, you know, I'm not the Dallas Cowboys, so their search will continue. But this also eliminates any, you know, I guess head coaches from the college circuit, you know, Oklahoma's Lincoln Riley, Baylor's Matt Rhule, Florida's Dan Mullen. So they're probably going to stick with an NFL.
We'll see.
You think they'll just say screw it? No,
you never know.
Yeah, you never know. It's the Cowboys, right? I mean, we can never really predict what's going to happen with Dallas. But I think they're going to stay in the NFL, see an experience coach. Mike McCarthy's a good fit. So we'll see what happens in the Dallas Cowboys head coach search. Speaking of the search, may not be for a head coach, but possibly for a quarterback, as Pat's owner Robert Kraft's hope and prayer is that Tom Brady re-signs. For the first time in nearly, I guess, what, two decades, New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft enters the offseason not sure who will be quarterbacking his team. Tom Brady, when he's asked about Tom Brady, he said, quote, "My hope and prayer is, number one, he plays for the Patriots, or number two, he retires." But obviously, we all know Joe Montana, Joe Namath. These guys, they want money. They'll go to another team if they're willing to offer them money. But, I mean, Brady's, what, 41, 42
Brady's
now? Is he going
to...
He wants what?
He wants a lot of money.
But we'll see what happens. I mean, he's 41 years old.
If McDaniels, it could be a problem.
Yeah, McDaniels has a huge play in that. But we'll see what happens. The coaching carousel continues to go round and round. I'm going to send it back to the crew on Makerine, helping you win some cash this Monday morning.
The Sports Grid Network.
Let it ride!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. Hour two here on the grid, sportsgrid.com. I'm Joe Ranieri. Is Dane Martinez here on this Monday, January the 6th. Welcome into 2020, people. And we got ourselves some divisional matchups here coming up. It is all set Saturday and Sunday. Once again, doubleheader as the teams that had a little off day, a little breather. We'll be back in action, and sometimes that works in your favor, and other times it doesn't necessarily work. And I will say this, teams coming off a first-round bye since 2003, 43-52 against the number, guys, 45.3%. And I say this because you have a couple of double-digit dogs at some particular point here over the last couple of days. Certainly it looks like that as Tennessee opened up as a double-digit dog. It has since, in some places, been down as low as 8. I'm seeing a lot of 9s. Same thing with the Texans, who were given the benefit of the doubt by odds makers, by the way. It looked like they were being an 8-point underdog. Kansas City was going to lay 8, but yeah, I'm seeing 11s now in a lot of places. So yeah, a lot of people don't think they're not giving them a shot. And the total's also interesting. You had mentioned 49 there for that Kansas City-Houston game. 45, 46 in the other game. And the only reason I bring up the totals, guys, is that we had told you going into wild card weekend how profitable unders have been, and they went another 4-0 to the under this weekend. So this past weekend, keep an eye on that. We say defense wins championships, Dane. How much more do we have to see before we realize, yeah, your defense better show up if you're going to have any shot at winning here?
Yeah. And let's look at the defenses that enter the fray next weekend as well, Joe. I mean, San Francisco has been that defense all year. We've been talking about that. Joe, you know that, and we have both said that the trendy hot defense are the two seeds in both conferences, right?
We've said
we've seen improvement out of that Kansas City defense. We say we've seen improvement out of the Green Bay defense. And I personally think both of those defenses get good matchups based on the offensive line of the opponent or what the other team's trying to do.
And keep in mind, guys, J.J. Watt was a difference maker for that defense. And it's
so
a different defense with him in the lineup. So,
want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/DUNK to learn more.
These days, it feels like we're on 24/7. Between work, friends, family, and a million things piling up left and right, the nonstop hustle has taken over. And it's kind of a lot. Sure, rise and grind is all fine and dandy, but sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as refreshing and crisp as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. So when you want to hit reset, reach for Coors Light, the only beer that is mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light in their new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
What's up? I'm Laura Carenti.
And I'm Alexa Kristen. We're the co-hosts of Adlandia, the advertising industry's most thought-provoking podcast.
We are here with Lisa Bradner, GM of Analytics, and Teddy Jaudi, Head of Product from Yieldmo.
So we're here to talk with Lisa and Teddy about making attention actionable. Let's start from the top. What is Yieldmo?
Yieldmo is a next-generation marketplace powered by attention analytics, superior formats, and real-time data. We were really trying to say, how do we connect this ecosystem and make everything flow? I like to step back and say, all right, great, we've built the infrastructure, but let's talk about what we're putting through those pipes.
That's what we try to do at Yieldmo. Is we try to, you know, there's great technology out there. You can buy ads, serve them anywhere, but what is actually making an impact? And we focus on trying to allow marketers to see that.
Always have to be listening for that surprise signal that signals an opportunity you may not be thinking about. And our agile data structure allows our brands to work with us to do just that.
Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Adlandia Podcast and listen to Adlandia on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a big announcement coming up at noon here today. Not really, but apparently Nick Saban will sit down next to Tua, and they will let the world know his intentions for the upcoming NFL draft. And, of course, now speculation, because Nick is going to be there, is that, oh, is he coming back? Could it possibly be? That's why he, no, that's absolutely never going to happen. And it's not going to happen because if he doesn't go in the top of the draft somewhere, he's got $2.5 million in insurance policy coming his way. That's life changing money here, guys. One way or the other, he's not going to thumb his nose up at $2.5 million to come back and play for Nick Saban for another year and run the risk of getting hurt again. Not going to happen. So this is just part of the process. But at noon, I'm sure a lot of eyes will be on the press conference, and Bama fans will be like, could he come back? Yeah, no. And by the way, why did you want? Why did Jones do such a bad job in against Michigan that, you know, this kid looked like he did a pretty darn good job? Not to mention you got every 5-star recruit in the country
That's
coming
what I'm
your
saying,
way.
Right.
Like, stop it. Like, he's not giving up $2.5 million if he doesn't get drafted. Like, yeah, no, guys. No, he's going to the draft. I think he's doing it in just a, you know, a nice way of saying, so you guys will leave us all alone. Let's get this out of the way and be good to go.
Yeah. And, you know, I also, Joe, over the weekend, you know, I'm flipping through channels. I saw, like, the East-West High School All-American game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's probably like 20 players in that on that game that's going to be on Alabama also.
Yeah.
You know what
like,
I mean?
Come on.
So
let's not end.
Joe, remember, it's very in vogue now to look the transfer route for quarterbacks as well.
Mm-hmm.
So Nick Saban has options.
Yes. Yeah. No. And I'm sure Nick's like, hey, this is great. Thanks, too. It's been great. Thanks for the national chant. Time to go on. You go ahead. Go along. $2.5 million. Take it. That's if he falls outside of, you know, the top third of the draft, which I doubt very much he will. But I think he'll also give some sort of update on his health.
His hip.
This could be a very well one of those. Get as many eyeballs on me, you know, and get people talking because the draft, this will only help his stock. I'm sure of that because out of sight, out of mind, let's face it, out of sight, out of mind. And Joe Burrow is coming up to play in a week from today as well. And there's going to be a lot of talk about, we saw, of course, what the kid from Oregon can do. And that come from behind win, which was awesome. Nobody's talking to him. Nobody's seen him on the field. And you know how that is. The draft's in April, Dane. Out of sight, out of mind here. Got to get some people talking about Tua again, but a lot of that is going to depend. How much do you trust the hip in this situation?
I don't think teams will trust the hip for his rookie year, you know, and I think that's okay. You know, I think that this will be a situation. Remember, Joe, back in the day, rookie quarterbacks didn't play right away. They sat and watched. You know, and so I think that'll be fine to be Tua's situation. And there will be a team that I think trades up to try and get him, or maybe, you know, sitting there with the Dolphins at 5 or the Chargers at 6. Someone will take him and it'll be fine for him to have a red shirt year.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he'll be just fine one way or the other, for sure. And listen, with any of these guys, it all depends on where you go. That's just as important as anything else. Because having a system in place and having coaching and everything else, it certainly matters in the NFL. And there's no way around it, guys. It's going to be a topic of conversation from now until forever. Where is Tom Brady going? Who's he going with? What's it going to be? And even yesterday, you know, after the fact, today, all you're going to hear about Tom Brady, where's he going? Robert Kraft's already laying the foundation of, I'd really love him back. You know, I hope he retires, it comes back. Brady's already also released the fact that he's not given a hometown discount. So money's going to come into play. But more than anything else, I think this year, the issues for New England all started when they lost 3 of their 5 starting linemen before the year started there in one way or the other. That was where the downfall started. They also opted. Listen, they took a swing and they missed with AB, and they never really recovered. We told you they traded Hollister to Seattle, and
Josh
that
Gordon
was the only
as well.
Like the only tight end that you had, and you know, the kid goes to Seattle and he finds success. So I think the cupboards, I'm not going to say they're bare, but they're old in New England. And if Tom Brady really wants to give another run, he's going to have some options here. There are going to be teams that want to sell seats, that want to sell merchandise. And if he wants to go back to Cali, he can go. He can go to Vegas. He can go to Cali. I think there'll be a bunch of places that'll go. I wouldn't sleep on Denver either. You know, we've seen Elway in this spot here swinging for the fences. So I think he's going to have plenty of options. I think the one option that's completely off the table, I don't think he's going back to New England one way or the other, Dane.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that's fair. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. I think a critic, like, we all kind of know, right? It's come out. Tom and Bill aren't the best of friends. We know that, okay? And I truly believe, I said it yesterday, I'll say it again today, I think Josh McDaniels is a true linchpin of this, okay? Because for almost 20 years, he's had McDaniels as his offensive coordinator. They have, you know, chemistry. McDaniels is a sought-after commodity. Whether he gets a Carolina job or a Cleveland job or the Giants job or whatever, I truly doubt that Tom Brady will want to sack up at age 43 and have to do it with the new coordinator. So if he goes, he may go somewhere else. I continue to say, Joe, promise me the week between the championship game and the Super Bowl where there's no games to preview. We got to play the game because there's like 10 or 11 quarterbacks, okay? And we got to figure out if we think they're going, what openings that establishes, and sort of try to project where these teams could go, you know, and who could be a fit somewhere. You talk about the West Coast and the Bay teams or Vegas. We've made mention about teams like Indianapolis who may move on for Brissett and other kind of fits that could happen there, like a Phillip Rivers, you know. So I think it's going to be very interesting once the coaching carousel kind of settles. We got to start to project where's Jameis going to be? You know, where's Dalton going to be? Where's Cam going to be? And what does the next head coach in Carolina have to say about that? And yes, you can put names like Phillip Rivers and Tom Brady on the merry-go-round. So it's very interesting to see what teams, what their needs are. And then what is the quarterback that kind of fits those needs? Because you got running quarterbacks out there as well. It's going to be very interesting, Joe. And yes, Brady may be on the merry-go-round. And the fans knew it with their signs. Please come back, Tommy.
Patriots started 11 of the 22 players Saturday night are 29 years of age or older. And let us not forget, guys, they opted in the bottom of the first round there. And this falls on Belichick more than anybody else. Bottom of the first round, guys, they went with N'Keal Harry, right? Yeah. On the board was A.J. Brown, Debo Samuel, McCole Hardman, Terry McLaurin. Like the list goes on, guys. There was a plenty of options for him. Including the guy that, you know, that they schemed to stop there, A.J. Brown, would have looked good in a Patriots uniform. Instead, they went with N'Keal Harry, and you had, I believe, no wide receiver on New England this year outside of Edelman, caught more than 30 balls this year. And that tells you everything that you need to know about the weapons that are left. I don't know what they do. They got to get younger. It's going to be reset time for New England. I don't think the cupboards are totally bare, but it ain't looking good. And if you lose Brady, obviously, right, then you're really just reset. You're hitting reset. And then you got to ask, how much longer is Belichick hanging around? Does Belichick really want to go and start getting like, would that surprise me if they all walk away? How's that?
That's what I'm saying.
Belichick. Everybody wipes their hands and says, thanks, Robert. It's time to move on.
Start again at the bottom of the mountain. Whether you're Tom, whether you're McDaniels, whether you're Bill.
Yeah.
And Bill has always said that he'd love to coach the Giants.
Yeah. And maybe Jerry picks up the phone and says, I'll take all three of you.
The month of February will be interesting.
I can't wait.
Always something to talk about.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So, Donald, I may have indulged a bit too much in the month of December. My energy's been lagging. My belt is definitely on its last notch from all of the eating.
Well, the holidays can do that to you, buddy. It makes you reach for quick fixes that have rough and lasting effects on your gut. Good thing we have GT Synergy Raw Kombucha to get your gut back on track.
That's right. It's those billions of probiotics that whip the gut back into balance. And those are naturally occurring probiotics, not the added fake kind.
Yeah. Well, GTs are naturally occurring because it's raw and fully fermented for 30 days.
No kidding. Just talking about it makes me want to grab a trilogy flavor right now.
When you drink a kombucha, it means you love your guts. Because a healthy gut can help with less bloating, digestion support, boosted immunity, better mood, improved skin, and just your overall health. I've been drinking GT's Gingerberry since the new year to introduce more good bacteria to my system. GT himself told me that kombucha is its most potent and beneficial on an empty stomach.
Man, do I love GTs. I usually drink it in the afternoon to give me a little pick-me-up and treat myself.
Drink GT Synergy to show your gut that you love them. Better health is as simple as making a few small changes, and incorporating GTs is an easy one.
You can learn more about GTs at gtslivingfoods.com/loveyourguts and pick up a bottle at your local grocery store in the refrigerated section.
Hi, this is Bowen Yang here, and if you're as excited as I am about the upcoming fourth season of Search Party on HBO Max, then you'll want to tune in to Search Party, the podcast. I'm sitting down with the creators and stars of the dark comedy to delve deeper into the disturbing world inhabited by Dory, Drew, Elliot, and Portia. And to help us discuss Search Party's most prominent themes, we're inviting a very special celebrity fan to join each chat, folks like Paul Scheer, Vanessa Bayer, Busy Phillips, Taryn Killam, and Carrie Brownstein, among many others. I couldn't be more excited to talk with these folks about one of my favorite shows on TV. So join us as we review classic moments, share behind-the-scenes anecdotes, and analyze the complex characters and unpredictable plot lines that make the series oh so much fun. Search Party Season 4 comes to HBO Max on January 14th. Meanwhile, be sure to subscribe to Search Party, the podcast, which premieres December 14th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, make sure you find us on YouTube. You can do so by just searching out Sports Grid Network. You can get all the fantasy and sports wagering advice you need all the time. Just simply hit that bell in the upper right-hand corner. Subscribe to us on YouTube at the Sports Grid Network. And, of course, tell us on Instagram at Sports Grid TV. And plenty going on here today. You got a whole bunch of NBA games, college hoops games. You do have one bowl game here tonight at 7:30. So good time for you to get in the game. And you could do so with a DraftKings Sportsbook account, because if you're listening or watching right now, well, you can get a deposit bonus of up to $500. And here's how it works. Pretty simple. Just create yourself a DraftKings Sportsbook account. Make your deposit. And then go ahead, place that first bet, and DraftKings will match it with a 50% bonus of up to $500. Now, the offer eligible for all users and new users. You guys get a risk-free bet of up to $200, but you got to head over to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Check out the website for details. And as we get ready, now that some of these we know who's playing who and where and what, and of course a couple of number six seeds are on their way in advancing, which is always fun. You got a five seed also on their way there in the Seattle Seahawks, and some of the all-stars from over the weekend. Man, we're gonna give game balls out here, Dane. I think
okay, game balls, sure.
I think we're going to give game balls. Yeah, obviously, I think, okay, Kirk Cousins gets number one, right? I think of all
the
guys.
I don't know about that, Joe. Derrick Henry, baby.
Derrick Henry, yes. Derrick Henry, wow. I would say maybe those two then at the very top. Listen, Derrick Henry, congratulations. I'd give it more to the Tennessee defense myself. Because they're the ones that, yeah, the O-line is pretty good too. But I listen, from a betting perspective, there was no bigger underdog than Kirk Cousins and the Minnesota Vikings.
Fair.
I mean, there wasn't. So he's going to get it. Derrick Henry's going to get it. I don't know. Where do you go? Do you go Do you go Metcalf or Deshaun Watson after that?
That's interesting. Well, we haven't talked much about that first game yet here, right? Because it happened on Saturday. We haven't talked much about it. Deshaun Watson made plays, didn't he?
Right,
He make damn plays. Like we say it I say it all the time, Joe. Right? Those supermen. And we talk about Russell Wilson making plays. It's about these guys who can do it. Yes, Deshaun Watson absolutely made plays. Like the idea of those two Bills that like could have sandwiched him and how he got out of that place somehow.
Right.
But I think J.J. Watt was the momentum turner in that game, honestly, Joe. You know, like that sack was huge.
No doubt.
You know, their defense holding the Bills to field goals in the first half was huge, right? But sure, I ain't mad. Like, how many are we giving out, Joe?
I mean, if you're giving one a game, if you're going to give one a game, is it J.J. Watt or is it Deshaun Watson? Because it's a legitimate point. He only played one half, really. He was nowhere to be found in the first half.
I think it's Deshaun Watson. So you're
going to go Deshaun Watson.
When the chips are down, and I've been saying it all year, right? It's these superhuman guys that make plays. And Deshaun Watson did so, and the Texans are still standing.
All right, so now let's talk about the opposite of what a game ball would be. Let's talk to Crash. So, number one, Drew Brees, am I saying maybe the most disappointing, our top four disappointing players of the week?
I buy that.
I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Drew, you turned the ball over twice. You threw a pick six. You fumbled. You single-handedly pretty much cost the team the game. No?
Buy that? Sure. Absolutely. And that, like, in terms of gap of expectation and performance on a negative side.
Right.
I'll give you Drew Brees. And question, we can't consider Carson Wentz in this, right? Because he got hurt?
No, not for guys that get hurt. No, yeah, you can't.
So, yeah, give me Drew Brees as the number one booby prize of the week.
Drew Brees over Josh Allen?
Yes. Because Josh Allen also did, yes. Because what we said, Josh Allen, we saw the good and the bad, right? Yes, Josh Allen made some absolute bonehead plays, laterals, taking sacks, intentional grounding, chucking it up. But we also saw the great parts of him as well, making big throws, scrambling for 20 yards. And if, Joe, we appreciate what Deshaun Watson does or what Patty Mahomes does or what Russell Wilson does when they are making plays or extending plays or going off schedule, you kind of have to also value when Josh Allen does it.
So Allen, Breeze,
Brady.
Trying to think of. But was he really the problem there, or was the drops I'm thinking there?
Had a huge drop. Brady huge did throw drop. A pick six at the very end.
He did throw, but even that game was.
It's 1 yard line. It was like 20 seconds left. This could be blasphemous, Joe.
What are you doing?
Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick.
It was on my mind.
A minute and a half with the punts and the penalties. We said it yesterday was great. You know, we've been talking about, Vrabel out Belichick. So you got to say it. Also, I would say this, the idea that when they were on the goal line, we're giving the Titans credit for that goal line stand, Joe.
Right?
And you're talking about how, like, coaching and scheme with the Minnesota New Orleans. Like, you ran the ball three times. You ran the same exact play, and your former defensive linebacker was on it, and Vrabel knew it.
And didn't they call a timeout as well?
Yep.
Didn't they, before they ran that play? And still weren't able to put it together. So I would also give that vaunted defense of New England and the 9 million missed tackles that they have and having no answer for being able to slow down Derrick Henry. When you're the number two defense against the rush, and yet there's no excuse for what you guys got mauled. So the defense, to me, is definitely up there for New England. And it's tough for me to pick anybody from Philadelphia because
Wentz got hurt. You know, I mean, like,
I mean, who? I wouldn't even know any of the guys' names.
Right, but also, like, what do you? I said it with Breeze, like, it was the difference from expectation to actual performance, right?
Right,
and so when you look at Philly, like, what was the expectation for a guy like Josh McCown?
Right.
What was the expectation?
Everything changed.
Even for Zach Ertz, he played with two fractured ribs, for God's sakes. You know what I mean? So it's hard for me to put blame on Philly because we said it last hour, right? They embodied that blue-collar town, stuck it out, tried to do it. They just didn't have the horses.
No, and it's it. But they, you give them credit because they never quit, and they were in it. It's still a one-score game.
They're not on this kind of list.
No. But if you were now coach of the weekend, who did the best coaching job? Was it Vrabel? Was it Mike Zimmer? Was it?
I'd go Vrabel.
Is it Pete Carroll?
I'd go Vrabel. I'd go Vrabel, then Zimmer, then Carroll.
I agree. And then Bill O'Brien's definitely last in there. So it's a tough. Vrabel to be able to do what he did to go into Foxborough.
Things that were his doing.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Sure, he kind of went in there and flipped the script, which is hard to do. I think Zimmer did an amazing, let's face it, Zimmer did an amazing job dialing up that defense and answering there when nobody else did. I mean, a lot of teams. Listen, San Francisco's defense, they had to outscore them. They couldn't, you know what I mean? They didn't stop them. Like, what they did yesterday was pretty darn impressive there. So, Zimmer absolutely, I mean, nobody else was even able to stop them outside of, they outscored them but didn't stop them. Like, he actually stopped them yesterday, which is crazy to think. To me, the worst coaching job of the weekend? How do you let a 16-0? How do you go 19? You know, you give up 19 straight unanswered points in the second half. I mean, I love the guy, but you weren't able to help stop the bleeding there at all, McDermott. Like, not at all, you weren't. But more even then, maybe Belichick.
Belichick, Peyton.
Peyton too, absolutely.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Good point. Peyton.
Yeah. Yep,
I mean, we were talking about, you were railing on him, Joe, for the entire first hour. You know, I mean,
well, especially for a dude like your third year in a row in this spot, and the third year you lose exactly the same way. Like,
I agree with you. And again, like, this is expectation, right? For me, right. McDermott, listen, they were on the road, they were the underdog, you know, and I believe, Joe, I believe if you're a Bills fan, there's a lot of, quote, you don't want to hear about moral victories right now when it's still fresh.
Right.
But
right.
Josh Allen is your franchise quarterback. You have an identity. Okay. Right. And I believe that, listen, we're talking about the demise and the downfall of the Patriots.
Yep.
The Bills win the race to be the team in that division set up to take advantage. You and I were hoping that it'd be Darnold and the Jets, right? That were primed and ascending and ready for right now or a year from now. No. It's the Buffalo Bills. So to go back to my big-time narrative all the time, Joe, when I talk about the quarterbacks in the AFC, you now have Patty Mahomes in the West, Deshaun Watson in the South, Lamar Jackson in the North, and Josh Allen in the East.
Yep. Yeah, no, it's setting up pretty well there. And I gotta hand it to, I think, Fletcher Cox, I don't think, gets enough credit for what that dude is able to do. even in a losing effort, to be able to hold Seattle to 19 rushing yards and keep your 40-year-old backup quarterback in that game, the guy is an absolute beast. And this kid, Daniel Hunter, man, for Minnesota, I don't know where this kid came out of. Holy crap, dude. Like, unmovable. Like, he can't. Him and Everson Griffin, that's a problem. That's a problem, guys. Because they didn't need to blitz anybody. Nobody. Those two guys are brutal. God. Hats off to all the winners. And, of course, we'll take a look at these matchups for this week. We'll do that coming up next year on the grid, sportsgrid.com.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/DUNK to learn more.
Are you a Henry? It stands for High Earner, Not Rich Yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
It's no secret that our current healthcare system is broken. We're often taught to avoid the doctor unless we're already sick. This is where Forward comes in. Forward doctors deliver personalized insights to put you on the path to better health. And they're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forward doctors actually spend time listening and getting to know you. Using real-time blood results and genetic analysis, they build a preventative plan with you to mitigate any health risk. And the best part? Forward doctors make it easy by guiding you through small changes to your lifestyle today to achieve long-term results. With the latest technology and tools, Forward's high-caliber team of doctors deliver cutting-edge preventative care. Whether it's finding the root cause of a new problem, managing a condition, or building a plan to achieve your wellness goals, at Forward, your healthiest self is just around the corner. Better yet, Forward doctors help you find exactly what your genes say about your health. It's time to listen to what your body is telling you. Go to GoForward.com today to get the insights you need to put you on the path to better health. That's GoForward.com.
So it was it was such a stretch, although it's so Dallas Cowboys, it really is. The fact that yesterday we are getting reports about how Jason Garrett like won't leave the building, like you apparently he was told we're not hiring him, and it's not a good look at all, by the way. And I'm shocked that it got leaked out the way it did. But, you know, Jay Glazer is just basically throwing Jason Garrett under the bus, making it seem like he's this guy that just refuses to leave the building. And he still wants a shot at being able to stay. And you know, back in, because quite honestly, we still had not heard definitively outside of Ed Werder. We had not heard anything from the Cowboys with just a lot of, well, they're bringing in this guy, they're bringing in that guy.
They were interviewing other people.
Right. So, but I mean, never anything formal to just really just pull the Band-Aid off and go. It took forever, 3 days, four. Like, we couldn't. It just goes to show you, and Aikman even said it yesterday. He's like, it just goes to show the level of dysfunction at the very top there, that they knew they were moving on from Garrett, and instead of ripping the Band-Aid off, and instead of handling it and doing it, they let it drag out and get to the point where they had to then release a statement yesterday, finally, for last night, after it had already been out that, like, Garrett is somehow or another groveling for his job. I mean, it was just a terrible look all over the place to go into Sunday when we had heard, what, Thursday or Friday, that it was already, it just... It's so Jerry Jones and so Dallas Cowboys. It's mind-blowing. And, you know, Aikman, to his credit, he's had no problem pointing it out over the years, too, just how truly dysfunctional that place is.
So I guess Aikman won't be a candidate to be the next Cowboys head coach, huh?
No, I think he'd kill Jerry. He don't want nothing to do it.
I'll tell you what, there's another broadcaster out there that's interesting, and that's Tony Romo. You know, homeboy analyzes everything. I think he is building his stock with what he's doing in the announce booth, but that's a different topic for a different day. For me, you know how, Joe, we were saying, like, we don't condone or appreciate or whatever what Antonio Brown was doing at all, but the NFL needed to at least let him know what the status was,
right?
It's the same thing for me with Jason Garrett. I'm no fan of Jason Garrett. I know you aren't either, right? But it puts him behind the eight ball now, right?
Let's say,
and I'm not advocating for this, but there's some buzz here, Joe, in New York that the Giants could have interest in Garrett. Okay?
Right.
Now, if you're Jason Garrett, In the same way that teams fire their head coach in the middle of the season to be first, to try to interview people first and get the first crack at it, you right. have also, because of what you did last week, hanging this man out to dry, and I'm not saying he's an amazing football coach, but you have now put him behind the eight ball in trying to interview for other jobs that he may be right. interested in. And I think, just like Antonio Brown, I'm not advocating for the man, but I do think clarity, and you just give them the update. You tell them what the status is instead of stringing them along. And that was yep. real kind of Bush League, in my opinion, from the Dallas Cowboys last week.
And it speaks absolute volumes to what they now listen. I get it. Jason Garrett was, you know, when you look at the history of Jason Garrett and Jerry Jones and the Cowboys, it's a very unique, it's a unique situation from the standpoint that when he was still a player, Jerry knew that he wanted to get into coaching. So Jerry would let him sit in the coaching meetings there in his final 2 years with the Cowboys. So, you know, he's a Stanford or Princeton grad. He's, I believe, yeah. Princeton. He's a very smart guy. So yeah. Jerry laid the foundation. And then once he was done, you know, he allowed him to sit there and become a coach with the team. You know, he worked. He's been there 20 years. He's given everything he has to Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys. So I get the relationship. It's not an easy move to make. But you don't compound that with the simple fact of dragging it out and allowing him to get thrown under the bus in the media to look like a complete buffoon, like he's sitting there hovering around asking for spare change out the building. You know what I mean? Like, what yeah. are you doing? And now you release a statement saying you should have released the statement the minute before you even interviewed anybody. You should. I mean, he's been there for the whole weekend. Apparently, everything went right. so well with McCarthy.
Meeting
he stayed
every
an
day.
Extra day. So, like, what huh. are you... What are you doing? So I just don't understand it. But I think if you're a Cowboys fan, if you want to know, I don't care who you hire, the problem remains, guys. And look no further than how they handled one of their own here in Jason Garrett. They absolutely left him out to dry.
It's like the Knicks with David Fizdale.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's we look at these front offices and there's no. I mean, it's understandable. We see it. We talk about Jacksonville and what happened there. We talk about the Chargers not being ready and prepared to move over. And what are they doing? Mm-hmm. We see it so much. And then we talk about also on the other side, Joe, we talk about like well-run organizations. There's no yeah. it's not confusing that it's a lot of times the same teams that have long runs. And you look at their coaching, their front office, their ownership. Yep. Right. So it's not surprising.
No, it shouldn't be surprising to anybody, and I don't care who they hire, but I'm going to be interested to see who this is. I mean, who is the candidate for Jerry that they're going to go with? Because they've made it two teams now, by the way, looking for coaches, have been on record telling us that they are more interested in looking for people with NFL experience. Their next right. coach with NFL experience. So the Browns have said it, and now the Cowboys have also said it. So Brian Daboll, I believe the Buffalo Bills offensive coordinator, he is now interviewing with the Browns. Matt Rhule has turned everybody down except apparently it looks like the Giants is a team that he is willing to meet with. So that I'm sure is going to happen here at some point if it already hasn't done, which is a whole nother thing. The idea that we keep hearing about all these coaches meeting, which is a little strange to me, Dane. You know what I mean? It's like if you're going to meet with a guy, like meet with him, the less everybody knows, the better. I'd be okay with that.
Or the like paparazzi reporters, beat reporters guy. It's not like the team is putting it out
there. I'm very skeptical of when a team comes out and tells me we're going to focus our attention on NFL experience. Really? Because then what? Is Urban Meyer not a good fit in Ohio at Cleveland? Why? You're not going to talk to Urban Meyer? Is that it? So your Urban Meyer's off the table? Like,
there should be. We'll talk to anybody. We'll explore. Right. We'll leave no stone left uncovered,
exactly.
right? That's the way it should be.
Yep.
So to do anything that would limit it would disqualify something that could be a perfect fit.
Because I feel like you're blowing smoke, like you're trying to misdirect us and that. So Lincoln Riley is not going to be an interview. He is going to, you know what I mean, Dallas? Like, I get Urban. Listen, you fired the general manager. You fired Dorsey in Cleveland because who in the NFL with NFL experience would come in there and have to answer to Dorsey? It ain't going to be Brian Daboll. Like, you're not firing Dorsey because you're going to bring in Brian Daboll. You're firing Dorsey because whoever it is you're going to bring in, you're going to give them complete and utter control of what the hell's going on.
McCarthy, McDaniel, one of these names, right? Like one of these bigger, Marvin Lewis potentially even. You know I love Jim Caldwell, Joe, as well. So, I did hear Mary Kay Cabot, I believe, said that he's interested. But in any event, Joe, we also have to remember that outside of the eight teams that are still playing, we have entered the part of the calendar where I don't believe a damn word they say. Okay. Coaching, whether it's free agency on the horizon, draft prep, all these teams now, unless you're one of the eight teams still playing, they are worrying about their personnel, their roster, their salary cap, and their draft picks and their coaching staffs. And they are, you know, it's misdirection, smokescreen time. Because even, Joe, someone as like what kind of coach you're interviewing, it says something about who you want to be, right? Any team that's going to interview Greg Roman, for example, well, that lets you know what kind of free agent quarterbacks they may be in the market for, right? A running, that lets you know what kind of draft, you know, so I think this is smokescreen central for 24 of the 32 NFL teams. And I think we've entered that phase of the NFL calendar, Joe. So I don't believe a damn thing.
There's a lot of noise making it seem like Josh McDaniel would leave for Cleveland tomorrow to take the job. But he would only do it with total control, which is exactly why they've cleared the way there. But the Dallas thing is so intriguing because you're not going to have control. Zero control you're going to have there. And I don't, you know, I get McCarthy is so desperate to get in it, but I think he'll have options. I think McCarthy will have options. Marvin Lewis to me is just another Jason Garrett. He'll take that job, Dane. And he'll do exactly what Jerry wants him to do at everything across the board, right? I mean, we watched it for how many years there in Cincinnati? He will do whatever. There you go. All right, I'm good to go. Whatever you need, whatever you want, Jerry. You ain't getting Urban Meyer. The only guy that might want to do it is a Matt Rhule or, you know, the only guys that would be to give Jerry control. So I think that the list
still
is
step up for them.
There's like two or three names truly on that list that would ever work in Dallas. And that's because of Jerry. Like I don't see it happening. The Giants to me is probably the best job available. I think by far.
I slightly disagree. For me, it's Carolina. And we could go back and forth on this, but I think the owner's going to spend money, right? I think you got young position players there like McCaffrey, you know, Samuel.
You got
Moore.
No quarterback.
And for me, the other thing that's important is look at that division. And I think Atlanta and Matt Ryan sunsetting. Drew Brees in New Orleans, could be almost done. Tampa, I don't buy into. And so I look at the rest of that division, and I think that's more prime and ready for the taking than, say, even a Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley in New York with the NFC East.
You don't have a quarterback, though. So why would I, if offered the job between the Giants and Carolina, you think Carolina is more appealing than New York?
I do. Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I would definitely say you've got a stud running back that's going to be a stud running back in this league for the next five to six years.
Got that in Carolina, too.
You've got the quarterback. You have infrastructure. You're not throwing crap against the wall to see what sticks. You're hitting the complete reset button in Carolina as opposed to New York. You've got draft picks coming up at the top of the board that you're going to be able to. You've got pieces on that team. I mean, it's just a matter of putting it together.
And you have Dave Gettleman as your boss.
No, but you know, Gettleman's on a leash. Let's be realistic here. Gettleman is on a leash. And if Gettleman is gone, there's a good reason. There's a good chance you're going to pick who the next general manager is. That owner in Carolina, you're going to have 27 layers of management that you're going to have to answer to there.
And again, the NFC East is a much tougher task for the next 5 years than the NFC
East. Is it? Is tough about the NFC East? What? You got a quarterback in Philadelphia who can't stay healthy. number one. You got total dysfunction in Dallas with Jerry, and they can't seem to figure it out. And you've got the Redskins, who the jury is still out on Haskins one way or the other, plus a totally new regime change in there. The most stable organization in the East is the New York Giants. As crazy as that is, but it is.
And at the South. I don't think that's true. I think Philly's a more stable organization. You talk about Roseman and how well they are run all the time, Joe. Right. Yes, Carson Wentz is injury prone at this point, but those are weird freak injuries as well. Okay,
you've
I think Philly
is
definitely
a division that has never had a back-to-back winner in what, 20 years, and you're going to tell me what that it's somehow dominated? you can't put back-to-back winners together. Nobody owns that division.
Look at the South. We're going to be the quarterback of the South in 2 years, Joe.
Yeah. Well, listen, I like the coaches in the South a hell of a lot better than I like what's going on in the East.
Sean Payton being a problem. Power.
Sean Payton will be a winner no matter where he goes and no matter who is his quarterback.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer. And again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-230-8145. 800-230-8145. 800-230-8145. Again, that's 800-230-8145.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When markets change, leaders must reinvent. We all know that's more important than ever. Sales Disruptors is a brand new podcast from Exactly, the global leader in helping businesses reinvent the way they manage sales. Join us for candid conversations with global business leaders on how to thrive no matter what the market throws at you. Sales Disruptors. Download today on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. What do we mean by sales disruptors? Well, it's today's business leaders sharing their experience on how they manage through change, like...
So this is a great opportunity to sharpen your tools. In a down market where you're not making a lot of big changes, there's an opportunity to go back and clean up things that need attention. Everything has wear and tear, so there's a great opportunity to go back and get caught up.
Tune in to Sales Disruptors, an Exactly podcast on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
So looks like we got a bowl game here tonight, the Lending Tree Bowl. I can't even believe that we still have a bowl game left, but yes, we do. Lending Tree Bowl, and they love, I think, Alabama so much that they're going back there to play yet another bowl game here, as Louisiana Lafayette is taking on Miami of Ohio. I believe, Mobile, Alabama, not Birmingham this time. Mobile. Last time they played a ball game here in Alabama last week, I think there was a near flood that that almost took everybody out. So you've got a team in Louisiana Lafayette who's a 14-point favorite over Miami of Ohio. The number seems to be coming down, but you guys may recall Lafayette's this team that, you know, they put up 60 points, you know, 50, 60 points all day. One of the best rushing, think Baltimore Ravens, and that's kind of what you got here with this team. They have guys that got run that can, you know, can have 200 yards apiece on the ground. They are that good. However, Miami has got a really good defense. You know, another MAC team here that's one of the best defensive teams in the MAC. So it comes down to offense versus defense, and who do you trust more in this game? I see a lot of people laying the two touchdowns. Wow, that's really a big number, man. That is a big number. That's I get it, but, you know, do you trust? And neither of these teams have played in over a month. So
Right. What's
got a better shot of winning out, defense or rhythm on offense? I think there's probably more value in the total here than trying to figure out if this team can blow anybody out, because you know what happens. 14 points is always that room for a backdoor cover. Interception, fumble, and yeah, that's a tough. This game is at 7:30 tonight, too, so it's not an afternoon game. So you guys do have some opportunities to see what happens last minute in the market. But I do see it looks like the total is coming down here a little bit. So both of these teams can play defense. Maybe the defense wins out. I'm probably going to back the under in this game because I don't trust teams that are coming off a month layoff to all of a sudden light it up on offense.
Yeah, I agree with you. And this is not like the national championship game, which is this late, and you understand it. These are low-level teams that had the holidays, too. Are they in shape? Are they ready? Yes. Are they ready to hit the ground running?
How focused?
I'll take the under with you, Joe.
I'm with you. I like the under in that game. Yep. Yeah, no, they're not going to be lighting it up for 70 points. That's next Monday, a week from today.
Right.
Yeah. So we'll dive into those
games. They're returning
Christmas
presents still.
Right, exactly. We'll get you ready. Good luck tonight with the games. We'll be back tomorrow.
At CarMax, we're pretty flexible with how you can buy a car. If you'd rather scroll through 50,000 cars instead of walking the lot, go for it. If you want to see how a car smells on the lot before you buy it, by all means. Hey, we all have our things. Want the whole thing to come to you without ever leaving home? Buy online. Compare how the speakers sound when playing your favorite mix? Yep, visit our lot. And if you want to browse a little on the lot and in select markets have it delivered at home, we're certainly not stopping you. CarMax, the way it should be.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/bestbets.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar. With a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.